Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brandy.
And I'm Jasmine.
And welcome to the second installment of The Struggle Diaries. We struggle to make it. You struggle to listen. And we were supposed to be back last week.
Actually, like 2 weeks
ago. 2 weeks ago.
We're on a hiatus.
Because we believe in our name so much, we struggle to make these things and put them out. So, welcome to episode 2. And we hope you enjoy what we got to say.
What's our topic today, Brandy?
Today, we are going to be talking about the struggles of dating and sex and relationships and all the things of that matter. So, put your kids to bed and just sit back, relax, and let's talk about some problems.
Let's get real about dating.
All right, so
this is something that I feel like we've both struggled with. Not like dating itself, but just actually,
dating in general is kind of a struggle, especially out here in Sacramento.
Yeah, well, first of all, Sacramento's too small, so if you, God forbid, you break up with someone, everybody knows everybody, mm-hmm. or they're like, know someone that's associated with them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know so and so? Like, yeah, we dated for like 3 years. Like, oh my God, I went to high school with them. Like, oh, so
everybody knows that's somebody great. that knows somebody.
I'm sure this applies to other cities, but this is just the theme.
But Sacramento was named one of the worst dating cities, and I can totally concur with that. Like, it's totally true.
Yeah, I think we have like an ongoing joke. Like, don't date anyone from Sacramento.
Yeah, I mean, there have been times where I have like dated someone and it didn't work out, and then I find out that they have dated one of my friends, or we have at least talked. I mean, I know we've talked to the same guy at some point in time.
Yeah, we have.
We didn't know.
Yeah, we're like, oh my God, you're messaging him. Like, yeah.
Like, yeah, and I ended up. There was that one time I hooked up with one of your old like buddies from like ROTC in college or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Oh my gosh.
That was so awkward.
Small world. Like I said, Sacramento is real small.
It's pretty small.
Just watch who you associate yourself with. Yeah. We've had our trials as far as like dating's concerned. I've had, oh my God. Not counting middle school. Well, I had one, like my first boyfriend in middle school, but that was like 3 weeks.
And no, it counts middle school.
Yeah, all we did was like hold hands, but he's great. Me and him are still friends to this day. And I had a boyfriend from middle school until I want to say like junior year or maybe like beginning of junior year. And that one was like 3 years long. And that was a really rough relationship. I'm talking like emotional, like abuse. Like he was an asshole and a douchebag and made me feel really insecure about myself. So I have that experience. So I was like, I feel bad saying it's experience, but it's true. You know, it kind of shaped me as to like who I am today. And then I had a boyfriend, like my high school sweetheart, and we dated from like junior year of high school up until like maybe sophomore year of college. And that was like a really rough breakup because I was like pretty sure we were gonna get engaged, get married, and all this other shit, and it just didn't work out. And I resented him for a long time, and we're still like not really cool to this day. I'm pretty sure he wants nothing to do with me, which is fine. I mean, I don't like having bad connections with people, but that one really hurt me for a while. And so I was like single for like what, 2 years or something. And actually, that's how me and her met, because I was ranting about that breakup in her car, and that was like the first time we like met. And she was like, oh my God, she's crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Remember? With our other friend Vanessa. Oh, that was a good time. I used dance though to help me cope with that, and then that's how I met my recent ex-boyfriend. And I moved in with him and everything like that, and then he turned out to not be the person I thought he was, and you know, people just change, and that was like a good year and a half. But yeah, and you know, here I am now, still thriving, still awesome, learning from everything. I bounced back.
Yes.
So I'm good to go.
Yes.
So what's your dating experience?
I actually don't have much dating experience. I had a boyfriend in middle school. His name was Jesse. He was a good friend. No, he was a brother of one of my very good friends at the time. So that was fun. I don't know. It was middle school. No one knew what they were doing. We were just dating, and then we broke up over nothing. Just because...
No.
Whatever. High school, I had one boyfriend. When I was in 10th grade, I was dating him behind my parents' back. I wasn't allowed to date until I was 16, and I dated him when I was 15. And I just kind of like snuck around behind my parents' back and stuff, and we ended up breaking up when I was in, like, I think when I was 16, like, he broke up with me because he was going through some stuff, and he didn't want me to, like, be around and, like, deal with him while he was going through his drama. Okay. And he's like, oh, once I get everything together, you know, I'll, you know, I want to get back together. But yeah, by the time he wanted to get back with me, I was over him.
Oh.
And
it'd be like that.
Yeah. And I never wanted him back. And it's crazy because that was when I was, like, 16, 17. I'm 28 now. He still pops up in my DMs.
Ooh.
And I still want nothing to do with him. I ended up actually, like, hooking up with him because there was absolutely no other options, like, when I was, like, 19 years old. And that was just when I was, like, it was, like, I was at this point in my life where I was just, like, I have no one to talk to, I have no one to, like, hook up with, nobody to, like, do these things with, no one to, like, release this sexual energy with,
right.
And he's there, so I'm gonna use you for practice. So I did
practice.
So I did, and we kind of both just, like, agreed, like, that's all it was. Like, it was just, like, us, like, hooking up because, like, we didn't have anyone else at the time, but we didn't have feelings for each other. Well, or I didn't have feelings for him, and I made sure he knew that. And, like, we just kind of, like, kept hooking up and stuff, and then, like, unbeknownst to me, he ended up getting a girlfriend, but still hooking up with me, which
no.
I like to think fucked up my dating karma, because I hadn't had a boyfriend since in a long ass time, because I was like, oh great, I'm a homewrecker now, and I didn't even know it, and now I have to pay for it through karma, and I'm never going to have a good relationship, because I've been the other woman all this time, and not even knowing it. So, yeah. But then, yeah. So, he, like, tried to, like, get hook up again, and I was like, no, I don't want to anymore, because, like, you just kind of, no offense, but you just repulse me as a human.
Ooh.
And I just kind of don't.
It's a strong word.
Yeah. Also. I mean, it's not
true,
even
though.
It's not even like your physical being, it's just you,
it's
as
like
a
your
human.
Character.
You as a human being is just,
yeah,
kind of gross, and I don't, I refuse. So I said no.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
Yeah. So then I go on, I move on to the next, my adult life. I get my first actual relationship when I turn 26.
Yeah.
I think it's 26.
I think so.
And I ended up being with him for a year and a half, and it, like, started off good, and then, like, he just had all these issues and problems and stuff, and I was always there to help him, which is, I don't mind helping the person I'm with, but when you become reliant on me, or, like, I feel like you're taking advantage of me, and, like, literally the relationship is, there is no romance in the relationship, because it was constantly turning into me just helping you. It's like, I'm not, it's like, I feel like I'm not your girlfriend, I'm, like, your mom, and I don't want to do that anymore. And it just got to the point where, like, he was so stressed out all the time that it was stressing me out, and I could, like, telepathically, like, feel his stress, like, even when we were, like, miles apart. And so I had to end it. So I ended that, like, quickly. So I've been single again for about a year now, and I'm okay with it. And it's, like, it's not the fact that, like, I don't want anyone, or, like, I just, or I'm bitter or anything, or, like, I'm afraid to love or anything. It's nothing like that. Because honestly, like, if it's the right person, I'd be down to go for another relationship or try it again. But honestly, like, right now, I am so not together right now that
same.
All I can think about is getting me together.
Same.
So I can't even, I don't have the time to think about, like, another guy, because I'm so, like, I don't have the, I don't have enough energy to give to another person, because I gave so much energy to my last relationship, it wasn't even funny.
Yeah, so you're, like, cool off of it.
So I'm like, no, all the energy that I have is going to me. Me, 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 me. And that's pretty much just how it's been. It's like, you know, like, the Pokemon, like, Alakazam.
Yeah.
He's looking at the spoon, and his energy just, like, that's how I feel. I'm like, I'm looking,
yeah,
at my tablespoon.
She's looking at a mirror at herself.
I'm looking at my reflection in the tablespoon.
It's, like, bouncing.
And all my energy is just, like, bouncing right
like
into myself.
Back into yourself.
Pretty much. That's how it feels.
Yeah. But you know what? It's okay. It has to be like that sometimes.
I realize that, like, when you give so much to someone, like, when you, like, give, like, so much to someone and, like, you invest so much in someone else, that's when you realize it's being selfish is not a bad thing.
Not at all.
So I've definitely been a more selfish person, and I like it. And people like to tell me, like, oh, like, you, like, being selfish.
You're self-centered.
Like, yeah, I'm so selfish, and you should be too.
Right.
You know? Like, geez.
Yeah, I think for me personally, I just have, like, been through, like, a lot emotionally in, like, relationships and stuff. And so, actually, just recently, I just told someone that I really like him, and I got turned down. And so that one kind of, like, I was already down, and it, like, kicked me even down, like, down even more, which is fine, because the person I, like, told that to, I actually respect what he said a lot, and, I'm not too upset over it, nor am I surprised by what he said, but that just made me realize, like, I need to just focus on myself and not really worry about, like, anyone else, and plus, it's, like, we're in our 20s still, and I hate how, sometimes older generations put pressure on us and make us feel like we need to be married right now, or engaged, or, like, planning our wedding. We need to be, like, getting ready to have kids and ready to move in with your significant other and things like that. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
I do not have the energy for it. It's like, why? Well, I'm 24. She's, what, 28?
28, yeah.
Yeah, we are nowhere near even close to being ready for that, nor do we want to put the energy into it. And it's like, why is there all this, like, stigma about, like, having someone so early on? Like, I think the more successful relationships that I know are people that met the love of their life when they were, like, 30-something. Mm-hmm. And then they had kids when they were 40-something. And, you know, I would rather get it right the first time than go through it twice and be, like, divorced or have kids with my future spouse and, like, have to divorce and talk about, like, who's gonna get who on the weekends and who's going to see the kids get dropped off to school and stuff like that. Like, I would hate to put my kids through that. And I personally would hate to do that too, because it's like, it's just a constant reminder of, like, what could have been or, like, what didn't work out. And it's like, well, who has time for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would rather put that energy into myself, because I need to love myself first before I put that energy into someone else.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen.
Period.
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 Exclamation point.
Period with a T on the end. Period.
So let's talk about what the dating scene is actually like out here. Like, actually, like, going on dates.
Oh,
like, have you actually, like, been on a real date with anyone here?
I have. I've been on a few real dates. You know, so, like, I'll get ready. Well, we'll talk. We'll meet on, like, some kind of dating app. Usually, like, Tinder, POF. I hate those websites.
I hate.
Okay, Cupid.
I hate them all.
Yeah.
I have them all and I hate them all.
Right. I was like, I had all three of those at one point in time. So I'll meet so-and-so on there. We'll talk. Maybe exchange phone numbers or social media or something. Then we'll talk and I'll be like, oh, you're cool. And then we'll be like, hey, do you want to meet up and, like, go out sometime? And I'll be like, sure, why not? And, you know, go on the date and find out that this person's actually a lot more dull and boring than I thought they were.
I hate that. I call that emotional catfishing. I hate that
so
much.
That's a good word for it.
Because
you heard it here first. Emotional catfishing. We're coining that term.
I'm patenting that shit. And you know, I hate it so much because, like, first of all, like, I remember, like, when I was talking to this guy on via text, and, like, we were, like, texting, and we had never met in person because we met on OkCupid, so we exchanged numbers, we started texting. Via text, he was super cute, like, oh, what are you doing all down there? You're so cute, da, da, da. Sending good morning text, good night text. Oh, like, you know, like, little, like, play fighting stuff, like, little, like, cute little shit like that, you know? I go to meet the guy, and he can't say two words to me.
That's horrible.
And I'm like, who the fuck are you? Not to mention, like, his picture on his profile was, like, him, like, from 5 years ago, when he was, like,
I hate that,
80 pounds lighter, and I was... And it's, like, not that weight matters. I like guys of all sizes. I'm just gonna put that out there. I love men of every size. Chunky, small, muscular. I don't give a fuck what size you are. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with his weight. what it had to do with was that the fact that, one, you don't look like that anymore. Two, you don't act like you were acting like when you were texting me.
You're acting brand new.
Yeah, you're acting, you're a completely different person than you're putting on your profile. Like, what the fuck's the point? Like,
liar.
Pretty much. That's why I don't like emotional catfishing or like reverse catfishing, when you put yourself out there, but it's like an older version of yourself that's not even you anymore.
Right.
Yeah, like, that's annoying.
It's just so hard to be like transparent on dating sites because you don't know like who's looking at your stuff, nor do you know like what you're attracting.
Yeah, totally.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure I had like some older pictures of myself on there, but it's like I have not like really changed that much besides like putting on a few pounds. But I was like, I don't know, I think girls are guilty of doing that too.
Oh yeah, girls definitely do that. We're not perfect. I don't do that, but a lot of girls and females, males, everyone does it. Yeah. No doubt about it. But it's so annoying.
Yeah, I think it's really hard too for us too, because me and her are both like extroverts, so like we like to talk, we're loud, we're social butterflies, we're the life of the party. And so when we meet someone that like acts like that, like through like texting and stuff, and then they're just quiet as hell when we meet them, it's like, what the hell?
It's like, what am I supposed to do?
It's like, well, I want to go home, this is boring,
right?
Like, I'm the life of the party here.
Like, get out of my car.
Parties are great. Parties are like, so I'm going to pay for this drink and I'm going home. Good night.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think the culture here, at least in our city, is that most people are our age just want to be friends with benefits and like get down and dirty, and no one wants to have
it's, like, it's like not even, I feel like it's not even that sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not even so much like being friends with benefits. They just want the benefits. They don't even want to be friends.
Right. It's just like you're my 2 a.m. booty call.
Pretty much. And then they'll call you when they're ready, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, but when you are, when you want to hook up or when you feel like you want to talk to them, they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah, it's more so people taking advantage of each other and not valuing like the emotional side behind it, especially like when it comes to sex. It's everyone's just so emotionally unattached to it. I mean, well, not everyone, but like the people that we're interested in, they just want to do it and they're nothing else. And it totally sucks.
It's like everyone, I feel like the thing about, I feel like this happens like everywhere, but with my experience like in Sacramento, I was like, I feel like everyone's trying to play each other before they get played.
Yes.
So
trying to be like one step ahead of the other person, yeah, so you don't get hurt.
And I know I'm totally guilty of
me
that.
Too.
Like, I was like, you gotta protect your neck out here in these streets, you know?
Yeah. Like, well, it's like you don't wanna be like the girl that goes home with the guy and then he's telling you like, hey, your lift's here. You're like, I thought this was something else. Not that that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, like you don't wanna be the girl that goes home and then they're like, okay, you gotta go before my girl gets back.
Yeah,
something like that, like, you know, like that happens. So like you're constantly just like,
gotta check yourself.
You gotta check yourself, and you gotta check these guys that you're hooking up with to make sure that they know that you can't be played, because they will try to play you. So you just gotta keep your pimp hand strong.
Right.
Which is what I'm always telling her.
Keep your pimp hand strong.
And I'm like, I don't know, that's pretty much what it is. I feel like it's like it feels like love and sex, like all that really is a battlefield. Like, it really is a battlefield.
God, who wrote that song?
I mean,
that's just how it is.
It's a battlefield. Like, you gotta, like, go out there, but, like, you gotta be safe. Like, not just, like, physically, but you gotta be safe, like, emotionally. Because sex is an emotional thing. Especially if the sex is, like, good.
People forget that.
Yeah.
A lot. Which, you know, we get so wrapped up with life. And then, you know, you're just home and you have downtime. You're like, oh, I really wish I had someone's company. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you hit up whoever you have on deck.
Yeah.
If they're not available, you hit up the next person. I think I had that point in my life. I've had a few friends with benefits. You know, but I kind of use that as like an outlet to build my confidence. And to,
that totally makes sense.
Yeah, just to like build my confidence and like not be afraid to like throw myself out for there. And I don't think it was a healthy outlet, and it was more so like my last ex had made me feel like I wasn't great, and so I was like, I know somebody out there wants me because I'm sexy, I'm hot, I'm cute, da 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 da, all this other stuff. And I was right, but it's like I shouldn't have had to go through that to know that, because it's like I should already know that. Mm-hmm. And God, it's just it's just so hard to like date now. But I think the hard part for us, even like me admitting it, is that like we're looking for it. Mm-hmm. And so it, I always say this, not to her, but like I say it in general, it's like the best things in life happen to you when you least expect them to. And so maybe that's like a lesson that me and her are still learning, that like we just need to focus on ourselves, and then once we admit like the missing piece or the missing puzzle piece or whatever, it'll just fall into place and be like, oh, this feels like so much like more natural and I didn't have to work as hard. Like, where were you? Like, not on those apps you were using, for sure.
It's so weird because, like, people are always telling me, like, oh, you have to get off the internet. Like, that's the only way you're going to find someone to get again. I've never met a guy that was interested in me in real life, which is hard for me.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've always met guys on the internet, you know, like, but, like, I'm like, in person, I'm like, how do you meet people in person? Like, yeah. I have a super hard time with that. I have a hard time meeting, like making friends in person, like just in general. Like that's why like dancing has kind of like helped me.
Yeah, most of my friends are dancers.
Yeah, like most of my friends are dancers because I met them in dance classes or like stuff like that, or performances, or like it's easy to do that. But it's like when it comes to guys, like how do you meet guys like in the real world? Like do you go out to bars or?
Yeah, like what bar are you going to? Because yeah, like, they have the recipes for success.
Yeah, what bars do you go to? Like maybe I just need to stop hitting up the gay bars. Because like the gay bars and the gay clubs are so much fun. And there's so much more.
You can dance there.
They're so much more fun than the straight clubs. Yeah. Maybe I just have to sacrifice that for the sake of love.
Oh God, I was like, we have to actually dress up now.
We have to actually put on heels and go to the club. If you don't know, the gay clubs out here, they don't give a crap what you wear.
As long as you're like a decent person and you don't look like you're gonna fucking hurt someone.
Yeah, but and the straight clubs, you gotta wear the short tight dresses.
We just haven't had good experiences there.
Yeah.
And I'm a dancer, so I want to be comfortable.
I want to be comfortable.
No way in hell wearing heels.
I am not twerking in heels in a short dress. I'm just not. Like, I just can't.
Right.
Anyway.
See, that's a lot of effort. And that's like, I know people use that and like they've met like their significant other like that. I'm like, girl, that's too much effort. I ain't putting on no dress. I ain't putting on no heels. I ain't putting on makeup.
Yeah. Like it's doing the most. But anyway, yeah. So I think in a nutshell, when it comes to love and dating and relationships and sex and all that stuff, it's like, it's a rough road, but it's totally like worth it to like have those things.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like, I feel like all those things have to come organically, but it's
yes.
Like, how do you like let
how
those
does one
things
do that?
Come organically? Like, how do you simply just let go and let God, you know? Or if you believe in God, if you don't believe in God. I say let go.
Let go and let go.
But like, yeah, but how do you let go and let go? How do you do that?
I think it's easy to go down that road if you meet the right person. So with the right person, you'd be like, oh, you know, this feels like natural, you know, like I can see myself being with you. I've been down that road a few times and it just didn't work out. I had to U-turn that whole thing and come back to the start. She knows. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's pressure to like be in a relationship. I think it's okay if you want to be like seeing someone seriously, and it's okay if you don't, and it's okay to have friends with benefits. It's okay to sleep around. It's okay to do you.
Oh yeah, totally.
It's completely okay to do you. Don't let other people tell you otherwise. Don't let anyone make you feel like you need to be at a certain place in your life, even if it's like not dating, like career wise, work wise, passion wise. Don't let anyone dictate the way that your life is supposed to unfold, because you should be the one in control of your life, and you are.
Mm-hmm. And also, having a whole face builds character. Just saying, it does.
It does.
Makes you stronger emotionally, and definitely like
you definitely learn about yourself.
You learn, yeah, like sometimes you gotta find yourself in others.
Oh my God. I hate that you said that.
Okay.
So with that being said,
we're about ready to build a playlist for you guys.
Not that we have much experience in this field,
but we have crafted a playlist of the we think will be the ideal relationship.
Yeah.
And we're gonna walk you guys through it and play some songs for you guys, and we hope you enjoy it.
I will say this. This was a struggle to come up with.
Oh yeah, this is hard.
So you, when you hear the categories, you'd be like, oh yeah, I don't even know what song to pick. Unless you're like super experienced, you'd be like, girl, I already know.
We based all of this off of like romantic comedies and like things we dreamed would happen to us. So bear with us.
This was hard.
Yeah, it was hard. All right. So today, for your
listening pleasure,
for your playlist, we'll be dropping the link to it in our description. The first stage, this whole, this is so cheesy, whatever, fuck it. The first stage that we're gonna have songs for is realizing that you have a crush.
We've all been there before.
We've all been here some one time.
Man, I'm going through it right now.
No comment. I picked this song and I'm gonna play it. This is The List by Moonchild. And
oh, Moonchild, they're great.
And the reason I picked this song, I'm actually gonna fast forward a little bit.
Moonchild's great. You guys should check them out.
And the reason I picked this song is because the lyrics, which is like,
I hate to make me nervous.
This is a song. And basically what she's saying is like, I hate that you make me nervous. I want you to say the wrong thing so I can stop liking you, but that's not gonna change anyway. So basically she's like talking the whole time about like, I hate like that you're so fucking perfect and all this stuff, and like she just has this crush and like she hates it, you know.
We saw them live. They opened for the internet.
They were freaking
I'm pretty sure they performed this song, right?
They performed the song first.
Great.
This song has a music video. Great video.
Lead singer is amazing.
She's so good. But yes, that is my realizing you have a crush song.
Cool. I like that. You know, I always forget to listen to Moonshine or Moon.
Apple Music.
Oh yeah.
I don't see it just.
I don't know. Technology.
It's all good.
I can't. Okay, so this is a really old song. I don't know if she knows it.
We have a lot of throwbacks on our list, just by the way, today.
This is like, what, early 2000s. Like, I love this album. This is like my favorite from her. But the song's called Crush, and it's CRUSH, and it's from Sierra.
Sierra? Oh my god!
But she's like, you know, the right ways to say hey and like make me feel all like butterflies in my stomach kind of thing.
Oh yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, here, let me fast forward to like the lyrics.
I like the cool in you. Always for the rumors they make. They wish that they were true. When you put a smile on my face, you're unforgettable. H, I gotta have it, got a crush on you. I love me some you.
So,
oh my gosh.
I love this song. So
that just reminds me like when I was 17. In like high school, and I wish I had a boyfriend in those days.
I love that whole album, the Promise album.
Album was so good.
Oh no, it's called The Evolution. What am I talking about?
But it had Promise on it. Promise was the leading single.
And that's the only reason why I bought the CD, and I realized I fucking love this album.
That album's amazing. Okay.
Yes, Old Sierra.
Yes,
Old Sierra. So that's our crush song.
All right. And the next song is when you realize you have a crush and you want to actually ask that person out.
Yes.
So asking the person.
Yes, asking the person out.
Oh god.
Man. I honestly wish I had like these songs playing in my head when I did this stuff. It might make me more confident.
Alright. So this one's a little bit of a throwback, but not really. Ugh.
I don't know what she has planned.
This is a one-hit wonder, but
oh, no.
Where's the speaker? Are you holding it?
No.
Hold the speaker. Okay, here we go. This is the song.
Oh my god.
This is Put It in a Letter by Mike Little.
I forgot about this song.
And I basically like thought about it like, okay.
I forgot how it went.
Because he's like this 10-year-old boy.
He is.
And he's like singing like, oh, how do I do this? Like, should I put it in a letter, leave it in her locker, and just wait? I'm just gonna
Look at him!
Look at see, but oh my god.
This was my slap.
If I tried to approach you.
Oh my god.
I wanted to put it in a letter. Leave me a locker. Wait for you to hold it back. And let me know when you're done with that.
Hey.
That's why I asked you.
Yes. Okay. Man, that's gonna be hard to follow up. Hey, that's how it was back in the day.
Okay. Yeah, like just write it down, circle yes or no, or even maybe, and just slip it right back to me. Let me know if you want to go on a date or not.
Right. we didn't have lockers in high school, so I never had that chance.
Yeah, me neither. But we did have desks, so
and I knew who was sat.
Yeah, everybody know who sat where.
Right. So, this is my asking out song. This is a throwback for show for show. She knows this song, and when she hears it, she's gonna flip.
Okay. I almost picked this song!
The song is Can We Talk from Tevin Campbell.
If you don't know, you should know.
You better know. Shame on you for not knowing.
You better have gone to that Powerline concert.
Right? I just love this song because he was like, you know, I was shy the first time, but I'm gonna get it right the second time, so come back.
Last night I saw you.
See, I told you she's gonna lose it.
Started pretending.
Yeah, he's real low on this song too. I can't sing that low.
And you knew me too.
Hey.
And just like a woman, you were too shy. But you were the only person alive. And I dreamed of it ever since. Now I built up my confidence. And next time you come my way,
that's my asking out song. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So the next song is Getting Ready, right?
Yes. Getting Ready. So like when you already asked the person out and you guys both said yes, this is your ooh, I'm about to look super fly because I'm going to be dressed to impress and I want to make sure I look great.
Yes.
Because when we go on second date, I'm not going to put this much effort in.
Right? Like, he going to fall in love with right. personality tonight.
Right. He going to fall in love after this first one. And then after that, it just... just kidding.
Oh, my God.
We definitely follow that mentality, though.
So, this song I picked because I honestly struggled with what to do. But I picked this song because it's, like, a fun and bubbly song. And it's kind of, like... It's kind of like a little happy. And it's, I just imagine like, ooh, I can't believe he asked me out. I'm happy. I'm about to feel good. And like, it's just like a happy little
like
song.
Like a feel-good one?
Yes, it's a feel-good song. And this is They Don't Know by Ariana Grande.
Wow.
From the Trolls soundtrack.
Wow.
I woke up without this sunlight. Ain't got time to listen to any shade.
And I'm like, put on the makeup. I'm like, yes. I'm going to see my baby.
I love Ariana Grande.
That's right.
I've actually never seen this movie.
It's pretty good. I like the Trolls movie. The soundtrack's really good.
I know this song, kind of. Yes, Ariana Grande.
Hey. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. I could not find the song for the life of me. And then this one came to mind. we'll see. But I think it works because I would definitely play this if I was getting ready to meet somebody. But we'll see. Oh no. Da-da-da-da-da. So sorry. Technical difficulties. Da-da-da-da. Come on, Apple Music. There we go. It's called Ready or Not from After 7.
Oh my god.
Well, because of the chorus, look. Hold on, see, we gonna learn.
The stars and the mountains.
Because I'm like, oh, you ain't ready for me. I'm gonna give this, all of this to you. Or I'm gonna make you think that I am.
And even more.
Yes.
Girl, I love you more than you could know.
Let me skip to the chorus. My song.
Oh my god.
Yes. Thank you, After Seven. I love After Seven.
So next is the actual date, right?
Yes. So okay. The actual date. So like when you're on the date and let's just already assume that everything's going great, you're having a great time, great person that you met.
Yes.
This is the song I'd have playing.
Like so this is the song I imagine. This is another throwback, actually. I imagined, this is, on the walk home.
Oh, okay.
Or something.
Like, you're both there just walking after you had dinner, and you're like...
Yeah, it's
haha, you're so funny.
Yeah, this is the walk home, so...
Yay, the cool down of the good date.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
I can't.
I fucking
love this song.
I love this song too. Oh my god, I feel like I'm in a movie.
This is exactly why I played it. So I'm thinking
what's the name of the song? I keep forgetting.
It's Kiss Me. Because it's she describes by the barley, by the green grass, swinging, and the stars and shit. And it's all I can think of is it's you want the kiss, and you're just waiting for it.
Wow, this is literally every 90s romantic comedy playing right now. I love it.
I love
it. I love
song.
It. Good choice. God. See, now, mine is not a mainstream artist. I will say that off the top.
That ain't nothing wrong with that.
But I know this song makes me feel very romantic-y. If that's a word, by the way. Look it up. Bet. But when I hear this song, I just feel all lovey-dovey. I feel the date's going great. And I don't think it's on Apple Music. So I will have to go to YouTube. I'm so sorry.
YouTube.
Go. YouTube. Where? There you are. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, his name is Gabe Bondoc. I don't know if you know who that is.
I do not.
He is a YouTuber.
Put me on.
Yes, he is a YouTuber. He's a great guitarist. He has an even greater song. And he's he's Filipino, I think.
Okay.
Or something. But he has a voice for R&B. Oof. The song's called Gentlemen Don't. That's not the song. That's an ad.
Okay.
3 seconds. Okay. But basically he's just talking about you run your fingers across my lips. Ooh, I've never felt like this before. I know very well gentlemen don't kiss and tell. What's this? Promise I won't say the word. If you say, you won't be my girl.
Oh,
and he has a good voice.
I know that's I'm adorable. Young, but I know love. And I know an angel if I saw one. And I know very well, gentlemen, don't kiss and tell.
See.
The promise I won't tell the world.
Oh, he's so good.
If you say you want to be my girl.
I wish somebody would sing me this song.
That's a cute one. That's a cute song.
I wish someone would sing that song to me, but I freaking love Gabe Bondoc. But that's my actual date song.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? I feel like all.
I imagine you guys sitting on a blanket in the park at a live concert, and that's the song he's singing live. You know?
Honestly, yes. Yes, that I'm pretty sure I had the same vision too when I heard that song. I heard that song in high school. And that was put on. I was like, yo, this guy is awesome. Check him out, by the way. He's Gabe Bondoc. He's freaking awesome.
Okay. I got another throwback.
Oh my god.
This is our first kiss song, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So.
I don't know what to expect.
I feel like I've got my stuff backwards. Because I said that my last song is called Kiss Me. And I imagine it on the walk home.
Mm.
And this one is for the first kiss, and the song is called Walk Me Home by Mandy Moore.
Go over there. Wow.
I heard this song for the first time actually on Lizzie McGuire.
Hey. I don't wanna go all the way around. Hey. I've heard this song like a long time ago.
This is a hell, this is a throwback, okay? This is old. I remember when I first heard this song when I was a kid on Lizzie McGuire, when Lizzie McGuire had her first kiss.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And it was like this part, let me fast forward. It was yeah, it was that part right there. And I wondered
how it would be. Mandy Moore can get it. She can get it.
I fucking anyway. Love Mandy Moore, man. Anybody who doesn't like Mandy Moore, you can fight me. Because I fucking love her.
She can get it any day. She's a great vocalist. She's a great singer.
Actress.
Yes.
Everything.
She's amazing.
Yes. I fucking loved her. But that's my first kiss song.
That is a super throwback.
That's a
people forget about Mandy Moore.
Back. Yep.
Okay, so this is more like a, you know, I feel like this is one of those songs that, like, you would play, like, if you met somebody in the club, be like, girl, stop playing. You know you want to kiss me. It's like, you know, you're right. You're right. Stop playing so hard to get. Stand still.
Okay.
So, this is my kiss song. It's Can We Chill from
I haven't heard this in so long.
This is my Can We Chill song. I just love this song because it's like we're having fun and stuff like that. And then, like, you know, I imagine I turn around and you look at me and you just come and grab me and kiss me because we're having so much fun.
Just because we're having so much fun.
Well, it's like, for me, I'm not going to kiss the guy if I'm not having fun. If you're an adult, that's not happening.
That's
so for
true.
Me, you need to be outgoing. Your personality needs to, like, fit this song, and you better dance to it, and maybe you'll get a little peck.
I can totally see that.
No. Wanna waste your time. Corny play your lines. Yes. So that's my song. I would also play this at my wedding too. And I think I've said that before.
Yes. I can see that as like a song you and your man would dance to at a wedding.
Right. Yeah, because my future husband is going to be a dancer. Or at least try to dance. He has like...
He's not... I always end up attracting the guys who can't dance. So if my man's probably going to not be able to dance, but he's going to dance with me.
If he could two-step, we're good.
Yeah.
Even if it's offbeat.
If you dad dance, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
I love dad dancers.
Okay, so the next stage is cupcaking / butterfly / like you're at that point where you guys, the first date went really well and you guys just want to keep talking and like you guys are like talking on the phone late at night all the time and like sending good morning texts and
so that's what cupcaking means for all you grown folks out there that do not know the terminology.
Yes. I chose this song, off of our favorite album over the past 5 years.
God.
This is Wannabe by the Internet. And
wow.
Basically, I chose this one because, like, Sid's singing and she's, like, every day, like, she's telling me about her day and, like, I wonder if she wants to be my girl. And, like, every morning, like, I keep thinking about her. I think I want to be her girl, you know? Like,
yes.
And it's just, like, coming to terms with those feelings. I fucking love this song.
I love this song. You know what? Didn't she dedicate this song to her girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She dedicated this song. Like, she, like, told us the story about, like, she played this song for the girl she liked, like, before she released it on the album. And then they ended up getting together. And I'm like, that's so cute.
Aw.
Do you wanna be? Do you wanna be? Do you wanna be? Do you wanna be my girl?
Beat is just that's great. I can see that happening so much. Okay,
yeah.
So my cupcaking song, yet another throwback. Oh my god, I almost forgot what I was putting for a second. Brandy knows this song and I know she does. please be on here.
Mm.
Yes.
I almost picked a song from this album, actually.
Oh my God.
I almost picked a song from this album. I almost picked,
I almost picked Teach You a Lesson.
Yeah, that
for
was
a later category.
Yeah.
So the song is Lost Without You from Robin Thicke, even though Robin Thicke is trash.
Yeah.
I still love his music. Well, this song in particular. Because, you know, it's like a, you know, even though the music video, they're cupcaking, they're like kissing each other, they're hugging and stuff. And so I can imagine myself laid up with my man, and I'm just like touching his face and kissing him and stuff like that. This is a great song for them. Because, you know, if I was cupcaking with someone, I would be lost without them.
Yeah.
Because then I had to cupcake with myself, and that's not happening.
And it's not as fun.
It's not as fun. Like, this is been great, because then I think about how much I'm breaking out.
Yeah.
But that's my cupcake song. Yay. Thank you, Robin Thicke.
Yeah. Okay, so our last category is saying I love you. And
wait, that's not our last one.
I said the next.
Oh, I thought you said last.
I maybe did. I meant next. Shit.
Okay. Weast? I thought you said weast.
So the next category is songs that say I love you. And I chose this song. This is My Heart Is Yours by Justin Ozuka.
Oh.
And it's like,
I know him, I don't know this song.
I love him. And he's like,
this morning I woke up beside the river.
Ooh, that riff.
The grass and trees were green, flowers began growing, the birds so sweetly sang.
And it's like, he's just like saying about how beautiful everything is.
Oh, I love his voice. He's great. Honestly, any song that has great guitar playing behind it and a good song on top, I'm done.
He's just basically like saying about like how beautiful everything looks, and he's like waking up like next to his lover, and like everything around him is just like beautiful, and he's just like, my heart is yours.
That's so freaking cute.
It's so good. I love this song. This whole album, that whole album, You, I, Wind, Land, and Sea, has got me through a lot. I love, 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 love Justin Ozuka.
God, that was a good one. That was a good one. Heck yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so my love song. I know Brandy knows this one for sure. We have very similar music.
We do. We very much do.
She puts me on music all the time.
And vice versa.
Even though she puts up a pretty good fight about it.
I do. Because I want to listen to the show on my own terms.
So this is my I Realize I Love You song. This is a more recent song, though. So it's a good one, though.
Good one.
This is Get very You from Daniel Caesar featuring Kali Uchis. And they're both great vocalists.
Yes.
I didn't take Daniel Caesar for, like, seriously at first, but now he's the shit. So he's basically talking about, like, through all these, like, difficulties, you know, I can't believe that I have you. Like, you're mine, basically, is what he's saying. Randy loves this song.
Angels be calling, none of that could ever make.
I love this part right here.
Every time I look into your eyes, I see it. You're all I need.
I'm gonna fast forward to Kali, which Kali's part. I don't know how to.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. I love her voice.
And I'll take some time just to be thankful that I had days full of you, you. Before it winds down into the memories, it's all just memories.
That's my love song.
That's a good one. Okay, so next category, your first time having sex.
Oh, God.
So,
which is important because that sets the tone for the relationship sometimes.
That's very true. It's like people say it's not everything, but it is very important.
That's true. It isn't everything, but it is very important in a relationship. Unless you both just do not do that.
Unless you, like, you know, like, you're asexual and, like, you guys or something like that. Yeah. Guys don't, you know?
Sex isn't everything.
Yeah, it's not everything, but it's important to a lot of people. I picked this song because it's definitely on, like, my playlist of, like, songs to do that to.
Okay.
It's a throwback, and what's even crazier about it is not a full song.
What?
It's an interlude.
What?
This is Feeling You, Feeling Me by Alicia Keys.
Oh.
And it's an interlude, and it's quite possibly one of my favorite interludes of all time. It's only 2 minutes. It needs to be like 5 minutes longer.
I'm feeling it.
And like,
yes.
And it's like, it's not even like so much like the song, like what she says or anything. It's just like you hear it. It's like, I'm like, you listen to it, you're just like, oh. Like, that guitar is everything.
It is. This kind of sound I live for.
Yes. I gotta wait for her to sing, cause like, she gets
into it. No, play it. Like, I'm feeling it. What album is this off of?
This is, The Diary of Alicia Keys, actually.
Great album. I actually was gonna pull a song off that album. Important to feel like chemistry between your partner, and if it's just not there, then that's like something that's lacking in the relationship.
Yeah, and it's like, I just love when she's like, everything you say and everything you do gets me lost in you days at a time. I'm like, I have to feel that way about you if I'm gonna be having right. sex with you.
Right.
Like, if I'm not feeling you that much, we're not going anywhere further than
yeah,
that.
If the initial chemistry isn't there, then it's just not gonna work out.
Yeah, so that's my...
That's why first dates are important, because it's like, if I don't feel that...
Yeah, totally.
Then it's totally not happening. So, my song, kind of cheesy, but,
Oh god, I'm scared. No. I'm scared about where this is going.
No, it's not like super cheesy like that, but I will say one of my favorite lines from this song is, I'll never let your head hit the bed without my hand behind it.
Ooh!
That, like, it's like cute, like romantic. So this is my first time song.
Oh my god.
It's John Mayer! Your body is a wonderland.
Oh, yeah, of course!
Yeah. So he's like, we got all afternoon, there's room for two. Like, there you go. I love John Mayer. You know, he writes a lot of songs that are, like, about, like, doing it. Or, like, the
moment. But you, like, can't tell.
You can't tell! That is the beauty of the song.
I mean, hey.
Discover me, discovering you.
Oh my god.
Bodies a wonderland. But you know what? Our bodies are a wonderland.
Our bodies are a wonderland, man.
I love John Mayer.
And when two bodies come together, it's Alice in Wonderland. Like, acid and drugs and all that shit.
Shut up. I hate you for saying that. That's twice you caught me off guard today.
Gotta stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Okay. So, the next one is... We know nothing about this. This is all completely in our minds.
Right.
The proposal song.
Yeah. Like, you've been together for a cool second, and you know that she or he is the one.
Yes.
So this is the song that would play.
And, okay... This is kind of personal, because this is a song I want to be playing when I get proposed.
Wait, I have a question. Would you ever consider proposing to your significant other?
If I like truly believed in my heart that we were both all in, I would.
Aw, I think we need to break that stigma. Like,
I mean, I don't feel like he should have to ask me, but like, if I know like he would want to get married, but he just doesn't know how to say it, I would ask.
Aw.
But unless he, if I like asked and he was just like,
okay,
I'm gonna ask you, bitch, just wait. I was gonna ask you. I'm like, okay, I'll wait. Sure.
Honestly, I would make it a competition.
At least you know my answer.
I would make it a competition because that's what me and my ex-boyfriend did in high school. Oh. We're like, who's gonna have the better senior ball proposal? I lost, right. And I'd probably lose in real life if it was a marriage proposal.
Yeah,
that's just me though.
So okay, so this song plays, and it's like the reason I see this as a proposal song is because it's like, I'm just gonna play it.
Just like a star.
Oh my god, I love this song.
And the reason I felt like it's a proposal song is because she's just like, my life's never gonna be the same. And like, I don't know why, like, I argue like this with anyone but you. It's like, I feel that line more than any other line because I don't fight with people I don't care about. And I'm like, why are you the only person who knows how to get under my skin like that? Like, why are you the one that, like, can get into my feelings like that? And how come I can't do the same for you? You know, like, we must fucking be in love with each other.
My favorite part of this song is when she sings and there's, like, no, it's towards the end.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Because this is what I say. I'm gonna fast forward, actually, to that part.
And this song makes me think of Nancy Drew. You know when?
I think it's 27 Dresses.
Oh yeah.
So this is like the part where I would like imagine like he's like giving his little speech and like he's like, just be my wife, bitch.
You won't be a thing for the rest of our lives.
And I'm just like, yes. And then we kiss when the beat drops right here. And then it's like,
oh, just like a movie.
And then like everyone's like applauding around us. Yes, her vocals.
Okay, Rick. Yes, Corinne Bailey Ray. I totally forgot about that song.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Like a Star.
That's my proposal jam right there.
Wow. Okay, mine is, once again, not... this is an artist I mentioned earlier. But it's just like a cutesy song. So it's like a... What's the main line he says? He's like, I'll go anywhere and I'll do anything with you. And there's a part where he was like, I offer her my coat and she says, I don't need it, but then she takes it anyways and it's like, ha 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 ha. So it's basically he's telling a love story and you like realize that like this is the person I want to be with. And so I have to play.
Musician is the best one to learn, practice, and master a musical instrument.
Just play along with any
guitar or piano.
The damn advertisement.
No one can do that. So his name is Gabe Bondoc and the song is called song, Anywhere, right? Anything. And he's a damn good guitarist. It's just really cutesy. Yeah, I have to play like the first part of the chorus.
I see her smile through the curtains, waiting. I'm sitting here in my car. It's been so long since I felt this strongly about anything.
See, I would want this to be like a at least inspiration behind like the proposal. At least if I heard this song and I saw like my mom walking towards me with a ring, I would freaking cry. I would freaking lose it. But that's basically my song. So yes, thank you, Gabe Bondoc, once again.
Yes.
And that's an original song that he wrote.
Oh. Okay.
So that makes it even more like meaningful. I'm pretty sure he probably wrote that for his wife.
All right.
Oh, cutesy. We're down to our last category.
The last one.
You gotta go out with a bang.
This one is your wedding song.
Yay!
Again, this is just all a fantasy for us.
We don't know what... Hell, I haven't even been to that many weddings.
Right, same. So I filmed a wedding once. That's about it.
You went to Jessica's wedding.
I did. That was such a beautiful...
Oh, see?
But, so this is a song I feel like, if I'm, like, walking down the aisle and, like, I, like, just imagine, like, everything's in slow motion and, like, all of our memories are, like, playing, like, in my head, like a montage type thing. And
not like Bride Wars, though, right?
And I just feel like this would be the one. I'm like, honestly,
you were not
the reason this is the wedding song for me is because, one, I told myself, if I ever, like, fall in love with someone, or if I ever, like, get with someone and I don't, like, see this, I don't hear this song in my head whenever I see them, they're not the one. Because I just feel like whenever, like, it's like you went through all this stuff, but it's like you're still, like, blessed to have that person. So it's like, I don't know, all I can imagine is just, like, walking down the aisle, like, just, like, crying, thinking about everything we've been through, like, everything's, like, going in slow motion in my head, and then, like, I, like, finally get to the altar, and then, like, the song ends, and then we're married type shit. But yeah, that's my wedding
song. That's a good song. Honestly, when I first heard this song, I cried
like a baby the first time I listened to this song. And it was mainly because, like,
I'm coming back home.
That part?
It was like this whole part till the end.
I'm coming back home.
I love Daniel.
I'm coming back home.
I'm just like, yes, bitch.
Yes. I love it. Wow, that's a good song.
But that's just a fantasy, guys.
Oh my god. It'll become a reality one day. I'll tell her future husband, like, hey, you have to play this song. Okay. Wow, that's gonna be hard to follow up. I don't even... So, mine's a super throwback.
Okay.
I just like it because it's catchy and it's definitely like a, yeah, I'm ready to be all yours, baby. Like, let's go. I'm gonna show you what's up, though. You know the song. I like the intro, basically, because of what she's saying.
Baby, oh my god, turned up.
So the song is Forever featuring Fabulous from Lil Mo.
Lil Mo. Wow.
I'm ready to buy a house and I'm ready to change my last day.
Ready knows the song. And someone did a dance routine to this? And I would do the same thing, honestly, to the song. Like, this is my song. I like the way she, like, sings, like, yo, like that part. Right here.
Little M-O.
Hey. Well, it's just like a, are you ready to be happy? Like, that kind of stuff, that's my thing.
Yay!
We're done! Oh my god, that was
long.
That was hard.
And hard. Hard and long.
Ew.
You're gross. I wasn't even thinking like that. Was I?
Wow. So, if you stuck with us through that whole thing, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
I think it's hard for us sometimes to, like, find ways to express, like, things that we are having a hard time with. So, like, dating is definitely one of those things. But thank God for music.
Yes, for sure. And if you feel like you didn't relate to this because you're going through a rough time or a rough breakup or you're just like, fuck love, don't worry. We'll have a playlist for that next week.
Everyone's time comes. But you know what? If you're happy in love and if you're doing it and you're boothing or rocking it out, more power to you. We're happy for you.
Yes.
You know, we actually do have a few friends that are married and they are living life. They're living it up.
Yes, and they're all happy. It's great.
So the rest of my friends who are holding out on, like, their significant other, you better pop that question.
Right?
Pop that question.
Like, you don't got all the time in the damn world.
We really don't. We really don't. Maybe that's the part that scares us about dating. It's like, you know, we're only here for like a cool second. And so I would like to spend the rest of that time with someone who is able to keep up with me.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You gotta keep up with me.
Yeah. So thank you guys for watching. We will see you guys hopefully next week.
If not, you know why.
Yeah. We'll try to get back as soon as we possibly can with you guys. Thanks for watching the Struggle Diaries. And peace out.
Yay. Bye.